buzz about. It's a speculation of it. Who are we buying? Who are we selling? Who's coming? Who's going? Oh, this didn't play. Therefore, he must be upset and he's got to be going. Or all sorts of different. And it abounds. And it's great. That's what makes the world go around. And it's wonderful. The big thing from my point of view is we look at it. We've got a stable group of players who have all, you know, got good contracts at the football club in terms of length of contract. Everyone seems to be very happy here. You've just seen it yourself from an outside coming in. You can see the smiles on people's faces. If you had the opportunity to watch the training session, you'd have seen how hard they work. So the ethos is good here. People want to be at this football club, and what we're doing is everyone's working very hard for that goal. There will be speculation, which we can't control.
Can you control the future of Alex Chamberlain? What can you tell us about
that? Well, again,
Alex?
It's interesting. He's probably took half an hour into this conversation before that one was brought up. Well, I don't know. Listen, and I know every interview that we do and every day there will be speculation. As we've talked with Alex, and he worked ever so hard again today, he did ever so well at the weekend in the game. It's control the controllables.
Any bids for him at all, you know, Nigel?
Listen, whatever we do and we talked about, we'll all be done privately behind the scenes. I think everybody can appreciate. I'm sure if you do loads of conversations or interviews with managers, they'll all say the chairman are doing the deals at different football clubs. And they'll all talk about there's loads of different conversations. We are speaking to representatives. There's a billion and one different ways for all things to be done. Top and bottom, Alex played for us at the weekend. He's trained today. It's always going to be an ongoing saga until maybe in 3 years' time, if Alex is still with us, you'll still be asking the same question.
Yeah, sure. Ideally, surely you'd like to keep him at the club.
Of course we do. We've said that publicly. Mm. You know, he's come through our system. Hopefully he's going to be the first of many since my tenure at the football club. I know some players have moved on in the past, but we've got, you know, we've invested in a good way in our academy system. You know, we want the young players to come through the system. We want them to see, and we've got to make sure there is a pathway for them to get into the first team so that they can develop, they can keep pushing Southampton Football Club in the right direction. We want to get back into the Premiership, and we want to see our best players flourish, and that's what we're trying to do. And with that, there will always be speculation.